Welcome to Opus Here. My name's Greg Horn, and we started yesterday talking about maturing in our faith, growing in our faith as we start this summer season here in June. And the heat's been turned up some by the temperature, been in the 80s already some, and yet the heat of our faith's been turned up a notch here in the past 3 months as we dealt with COVID-19. And yesterday we started talking about how James addressed that in chapter 1, and we camped out on verses 2 through 5 and just talking about it's not if you will face trials in your life, but when you face those trials, how God will help you. And that was our first point. If you missed yesterday's program, I want to encourage you to check it out at our website, hopeishere.today. Check out that 14-minute program at your convenience. But we're going to continue looking here in chapter 1 today. And besides just that simple fact that we all know that it's not matter if we'll face trials, but when we face them, and so we should not be surprised. But the thing that we know about trials and pressures in our lives, they reveal the maturity level of our faith. Trials and pressures in our life reveal the maturity level of our faith. Friends, I think all of us, usually the first of the year, maybe at least two or three of these New Year's, quote, resolutions you'll make. You know, one's usually, hey, I want to lose some weight, get in better shape, I want to save more money. And I think most people, especially followers of Jesus, I want to grow in my personal relationship with God. And friends, maybe you're like me, but most of the times when I grow, it's because I've hurt. When things are going pretty well, most time I'm like, okay, God, I got this. I got it on cruise control, and thank you, God, I love you. But, you know, hey, I'll see you on Sunday morning, maybe do a few devotions during the week, throw a little money in the plate. But I have learned, friends, that when pain comes in, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I will make sure every morning I have my devotions with God, and I try to make him a priority in my finances and be generous and on top of tithing. And you know, the fact of the matter is, though, is that a lot of times that's how God gets our attention, is when we hurt. And it's not that God wants us to hurt. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we're going to. We know that. But if we're going to mature, as the old saying goes, when you're working out in the gym and you want to grow your muscles and get in better shape and lose, you know, maybe some weight, things, what's the old saying? No pain, no gain. And obviously, we don't like that saying sometimes. Some of you are laughing because you know that, how it is. So all of us, sometimes we overdo it when we try to get back, you know, in shape. But the fact of the matter is, even in our spiritual life, that there is no pain or no gain without pain. And I love this quote by C.S. Lewis. He says that God whispers to us in our pleasures. He speaks in our conscience, but he shouts to us in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. And friends, if you're like me, I mean, it's just true. God gets my attention when I'm going through painful seasons. Rick Warren says, pain is the high cost of growth. And I know a lot of you want to grow like I do, and yet it is painful. And to grow in your relationship with Jesus, it will require some sacrifices to spend time in his word and make it a priority. Well, I think it's been great that's been allowed me to have a little more time reading and studying God's word and reading books to help me grow in my faith levels, because there's not been any sports to watch the last 3 months. And you know, that's the thing I want to ask you today. Are you growing closer to God out of this time of isolation and slowdown that we've had during COVID-19? Or do you just stay flustered and frustrated and really have become more bitter than better? And I know that stings a little bit, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that age does not necessarily mean maturity. I've seen a lot of people graduate, and you know, the interesting part is obviously missing proms. It's extremely disappointing. The ghost kids that are seniors, you know, they'll never get that back. And man, my heart's hurt for so many of them and their families and friends of mine that have went through that this year. And yet with the graduations, of course, they couldn't meet at a gym or at a football field and get everybody together. And yet I've actually seen a few people post on social media and talk to a couple of friends of mine that they said they've actually enjoyed the graduation even more this year, even though it was different and unique, but it just seemed more special for whatever reason. And as one person told me, said, I mean, come on, let's be honest. Nobody likes sitting outside when it is so hot, or in a gym that doesn't have any air conditioning and you're sweating profusely, and you wait, you know, just to hear your child's name or your relative or friend or loved one, and yet they really enjoyed it. In fact, I know one friend of mine, the school superintendent at a county here in Kentucky, said that, you know, a lot of parents said, man, I hope that we'll do this again like this next year. They had other children that will be graduating in the near future, in the next few years. And so it's just kind of interesting. But I bring all that up to say that, you know, you hope that when you graduate from high school or college, you're going to reach another level of maturity. And a lot of people do handle those things very well, but a lot of people don't. But you know what? We know some people that are 15 that are more mature than people we know that are 55 in their decision-making. And I want to encourage you that these trials and pressures that we've been going through in the last few months, that they help reveal the maturity level of our faith. And I hope that you're maturing and growing in your relationship with Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 17 says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving us for an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So friends, the fact of the matter is we all are getting older and wasting away and losing hair and eyesight not getting as, you know, as strong as well as it is. And yet the great part is that inwardly we can be renewed each day. And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind each day as you spend time with Jesus. Be transformed. I love that. Okay, to be new, to be transformed, to be different. And I hope and pray that you'll allow God to do that in your heart during this season of life that we're in. Another thing through James chapter 1, and this comes from verses 5 or 8. Once we have asked God for wisdom and made our decisions, we must trust God with the results. Now, we talked about that earlier, about if you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Verse 6 then says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the person who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. And friends, you know as well as I, a lot of times you have a great quiet time in the morning and you're ready to seize the day, and then within an hour or two, just something happens that tries to steal your joy. And I can always remember my dad just saying, nope, you told me, he would say, nope, that's yours, Lord. Satan, you're not going to steal my joy. And, you know, we have to make that daily choice to do that, don't we? And I can hear my mom saying, too, sometimes, you know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And there's lots of different weapons, whether it's a physical attack, a financial attack, okay, a verbal attack by somebody. I mean, there's so many ways that we can be attacked, weapons that the enemy tries to use to discourage us and attack us and keep us from growing in our faith and prospering and moving forward with our one and only lives. But I know for right now, there's a lot of uncertainty for a lot of people in different areas of life. And one of my life verses that's really, really helped me over the past 20 years I love how in different seasons of life, if you spend time reading God's Word, He'll give you a verse or two that'll carry you for a few weeks, a few months, sometimes even for a year. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 is one of those that's helped me. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and He'll make your path straight." And friends, yet I know sometimes we've made a mistake. You know, we can't forgive ourselves. And yet God said, if we ask Him for forgiveness and we truly repent and walk away from something in our life, sin that separates us from God, that as far as the east is to the west, that God doesn't remember it anymore. Yet I know a lot of people, myself included, we're good at hitting the rewind button on our failures in life. And I want to encourage you today is just to ask God to help you. If you need to ask for forgiveness to do that, but if not, whatever pain or burden you're carrying, maybe it's by an action, a decision somebody else made that's inflicted pain on your life, just to say, you know, I've given that to you, Lord. I'm going to trust you with all my heart, and I'm not going to lean on my own understanding, but I'm going to acknowledge you in all my ways and that you'll help make my path straight. Show me the way to go. The fourth and final thing I want to share with you is based out of verses 9 through 12. It says in James chapter 1, believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they're going to pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the person who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. Friends, I love that, and I can get guilty playing that compare game, comparing how I've done professionally, financially, with friends, family members, and we've talked about, man, playing that compare game is just a dead-end street. Either one of two things happens. Either one, pride sets in, you think you're a little better than other people, which we know is not God-honoring, or pity sets in, self-pity. You know, why don't I have as much as this person or whatever? And we know that's definitely not of God either. But the good news, as I read there in James chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, is that God loves both the rich and the poor. God doesn't look at our financial statements. God looks at our hearts. Woo! That's a word right there. God loves both the rich and the poor. God doesn't look at our financial statements. God looks at our hearts. And I'm so thankful in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, one of the first books in the Bible, it says, "The Lord does not look at the things that people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And for some of you today, man, you need to know that. The other people may look like that, maybe even in your inner circle, but God looks at your heart. And I want to encourage you today to go check out James chapter 1, read verses 1 through 12, and just kind of meditate and pray and process those, and let the Lord speak to you and encourage you today. Let's get this month of June off to a great start as we mature and grow in our relationship with Jesus. I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214.